Hello, this is Susan Vandenberg from WFYL Radio, working for your liberty and things that matter. I'm joined today with Corinne Lillis and Kim Kennedy as we welcome Mary Spencer from Univest Mortgage Banking. And she's here to educate our listeners about the frequently asked questions regarding reverse mortgages. So we want to welcome you, Mary. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. And I just want to let you know it's Univest Bank and Trust Company.
Okay, get that right. Univest Bank and Trust Company.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Univest, what type of bank you are, where you're located, and your background for getting into banking as well.
Well, Univest Bank and Trust has been in existence for well over 130 years. It's centered in Souderton, and we have 32 branches in the Montgomery and Bucks County areas. We offer all services, banking, investments, mortgage, insurance, and it is, I think, one of the last few remaining true community banks where you get special one-on-one attention and people that actually pick up the phone. And I've been in mortgages for, well, for a very long time. And of all the mortgage companies I've worked for, banks, I would say Univest is probably the best home I've ever found.
And how did you get started with them?
Well, I worked for another company doing reverse mortgages and visited them. The president of the mortgage department, I used to work with him, and I thought maybe we could do some business together. They were not offering reverse mortgages at the time. And lo and behold, they did have an opportunity to get FHA approved, which this program is an FHA product. And at that point, we started to discuss it, and they brought me on as a reverse mortgage specialist.
What initially attracted you about reverse mortgages?
Well, I did them in the mid-90s, and it was at that point the program was probably about 10 years old. And to me, it helped people stay in their homes. It's certainly not a program for everyone, but for people who don't want to move, they want to stay in their community, they want to stay with their memories, they want to stay in what's familiar to them, and they are challenged financially, it is a program to consider.
So why don't you go on to tell us exactly what a reverse mortgage is, Mary?
A reverse mortgage, well, let me start out by saying that it is for people who are 62 years of age and older. It is for their primary home only, so they could not do a reverse mortgage on their vacation home or investment properties. And they have to own or occupy the property. It's designed, again, for people who want to live in their home, challenged financially, and the difference is the fact that there is X number of dollars made available to them based on their age and the value of their home. They can use those funds, and as long as they live in the property, there's no repayment of those monies that are being used. Hence, you have a loan that as they live there, there's no mortgage payment. However, because there's no mortgage payment, you have a rising loan balance. So people are taking principal out of their property, maybe for the purpose of paying taxes, in-home health care, deferred maintenance, any number of things, and there is no required repayment. However, we'll get paid back, the lender will be paid back, with principal and interest at the time the home sells, which is typically how we get paid back. The homeowner leaves the home permanently, and at that point, either the homeowner will sell their property and the lender would be paid back, or the executors, people that inherit the property, they would put the house on the market, pay back only what was used plus interest that accrued, and the remaining funds would go to the family. The deed does stay in the homeowner's name, and that's a very important feature because I think many people believe that the bank owns the home, and that's not the case.
Okay. Is the downside partially for the inheritance part of it, the people who are going to be left after and as executors of the estate who might receive the benefits of it?
Well, the homeowner were the people that received the benefits, but if they were to pass away, the home becomes part of the estate, but so too does the debt, as it would whether it's a home equity loan or a regular mortgage. So the loan does need to be paid back. There have been some situations where the homeowner passed, the daughter inherited the house, she wanted the house, and she then had enough income and credit score that we took the reverse mortgage balance and we created a 30-year fixed mortgage for her. So the reverse mortgage was paid off by her own financing, and she's in the property.
You mentioned home equity loans. Is there any similarity, or do people get them confused?
They do. The home equity loan a standard home equity loan, I am going to be looking at someone's income and credit score to make sure that they're eligible, and they have so much money available in their line of credit, and each month they must make a payment. On the reverse mortgage, at this juncture, I don't have an income and credit scores don't come into play. That may change in the next year, but right now the program does not require income or credit information as far as eligibility. They use their funds from the line of credit, and the balance is rising because there is no required repayment. And this is really not a program for everyone. Ideally, the candidates are looking to stay in their home, but they simply can't afford whatever the issue might be for them, whether it's taxes, as I said, or simply making ends meet at the end of a month. Right. But if people are able to make their bills, to keep up with home maintenance and other maintenance on cars and utilities, then there's really no reason for them to be looking into a reverse mortgage other than to learn about it for a family or friend that they may know has some issues. The other thing that, you know, that probably would not be the ideal candidate is someone who is going to be putting their house on the market in a year, because it's not a short-term fix. It's really not designed for that. It's a program that assists people who want to stay in their home for as long as they can, whatever that means.
Do you get people? I know there's a lot of actors and so forth that you see on TV talking about those kinds of things.
You can edit this.
Does that bring people into your office?
It does. Okay. It does. And I'll tell you why. And that's actually a really good question, simply because I think it's critically important for someone like myself to sit down in front of people, to go over the paperwork, to ask critical questions, to meet the family or their attorney or their caregiver. Because, again, over the phone and talking, you know, certainly people can call the advertisements on TV about the reverse mortgage. But I think you take away the personal touch and also the ability to truly explain it. It's a complicated program. And yet once you pull the onion back, it becomes rather obvious in how it works. But it takes sometimes several meetings to meet with people so that they have an understanding, and when they make their decision, they're making an informed decision.
Right. So it sounds like it's actually all about building relationship and educating the individuals.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Right. And especially as these are senior citizens, so to speak, 62 years old, and I guess there are some apprehensions about all kinds of things.
There absolutely are apprehensions. Of course, I think many times people are in a jam, don't want to move, and this may not be what they want to do, but they feel that the pressure to move is too great, and they don't want to move, and they simply need the finances to make it through. I have many adult children reach out to me simply because they want to, adult children reaching out to me because they are looking at ways to help their parents because, frankly, the parents may have run out of most of their savings, and the adult children simply cannot afford to help because they're in the midst of raising their children, and their children are in college.
Right. Right.
Mary, do you think it's a better thing for people to stay in their home as opposed to go into one of these senior living communities?
I can't answer that. I can only go by what the homeowner is. So it's a personal decision. If people are going into communities, then that's a choice they make. And that's really the choice that people make.
How do people find out about you initially?
A variety of ways. I mean, certainly through the bank. We get referrals from the bank as people know that we do reverse mortgages. I certainly go out and network throughout the Montgomery and Bucks areas. And FHA has a list of the approved lenders, and Univest is on that list.
Okay. And what are some of the common misconceptions about reverse mortgages?
Well, as I mentioned before, people think that the bank owns the home, which is not the case. One of the issues with the program prior to October of 2013 was the costs were rather high. They've now created a bit of a tiering system where the costs have dropped by 1.5%, which is quite a bit. And I won't get into all of the detail, but FHA certainly continues to look at the program and looks to make changes, making it affordable, yet also protecting their risk.
Mm-hmm.
Can a person borrow more than the home is worth?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. In order to determine how much money is available to someone, it's based on age and value. And I'll give you a quick example. If a home is worth approximately $300,000 and the homeowner is 75 years of age, they would have an estimated $170,000 available to them. So you can see it's somewhere in the vicinity of 57, 58%, almost 60%. That was reduced in October of 2013, so 10% less money was available to people. And part of that was done simply to protect the program and to make sure that it's still a viable program in the years to come.
Are there different kinds of reverse mortgages?
The program we offer is the FHA program. It has different products. There's adjustable rate and fixed rate. As far as other reverse mortgages, proprietary programs that other companies offer, there may be some companies out there. I'm not aware of them, but there may be some reverse mortgage companies that are catering more to the very high-end property values. Mm-hmm. But typically, I would say of the reverse mortgages, you're probably looking at about 95% of the reverse mortgages in the United States are FHA insured. And may I talk about the FHA insurance?
Sure, absolutely.
The best way I can describe it, first of all, there is a fee to FHA up front. It's included in the closing costs, which are wrapped into the loan, so there's no upfront costs as it relates to closing costs. But there's also a monthly insurance, too, that they add on to the balance. But to give the best example of where the FHA insurance works best, if you look at someone who bought a property in Florida, let's say 12, 14 years ago. They've been doing the reverse mortgage, taking money out as they need it. Their balance is rising because, again, they're using the funds. Interest is accruing on that money. And you would hope the home value would keep up with the rising balance. In Florida, because the property's plummeted so greatly over this last decade, people are upside down on the reverse mortgage. In other words, they owe more money on the reverse than their home's market value. And in those cases, because it is FHA insured, when that home sells, they'll never owe more than the fair market value of the home. And anything that they owe above that, they are not required to repay. They're forgiven, in essence. And FHA then insures that loss.
Okay. You mentioned the housing market in Florida. What is your observation about the housing market here in Pennsylvania, and more specifically in the local counties?
To me, I think it seems as if we've bottomed out a bit, and I do think that there's been a bit of a rise in our values. Mm-hmm. It always depends on the particular neighborhood and whatnot, but I think in general there's a bit of a rise, and there's activity out. People are purchasing homes.
So there is some optimism out there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How important are credit scores, Mary, as people go to apply for reverse mortgages?
At this juncture, that does not come into play as far as an eligibility standard, but FHA is talking about and will make some implementation changes regarding that. What that will look like, I do not know. But I assume they're going to have a possible floor on credit scores, but I really can't say. Mm.
And is there any sort of a range you might be able to quote with regard to the costs associated with a reverse mortgage?
I can. And I'm trying to remember. I met with some people yesterday in Lansdale, and their condo was worth about $140,000, give or take, and the closing costs were in the vicinity of about $5,000, give or take.
Okay. A house that is in a living trust, does that qualify for a reverse mortgage?
It does. But unfortunately, if you have an irrevocable trust, that would not be something that could be considered. Mm-hmm. And in many cases with an irrevocable trust, the family, I've had two instances where they absolutely did not want to change that trust for their own personal purposes.
Mary, will the heirs have to sell the property to repay the taxes?
To repay the debt, to repay the mortgage?
Yes.
As I had mentioned, you have the one woman in Souderton who paid off the reverse mortgage debt with her own mortgage that she was able to be approved. And there are other people, cash works, so it can be paid back. and it should be said that they are really looking for repayment within a year. So it's very important for the family to continue discussions with the lender after the mom or the father has passed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you covered this. If someone decided to pay back the loan early, is that possible?
There is no prepayment penalty, so yes, they can.
Okay, good.
Yes, they can. And I did have a situation like that. A gentleman did need the funds for several years. There was a litigation to collect a pension with his company, and they were awarded that, and he did pay the loan back. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, there's no prepayment penalty.
Okay. Can the bank wind up taking someone's home? I would think someone might be concerned about that.
No. What happens is, I will share that they have to pay their taxes and insurances. Mm-hmm. The requirements on a regular loan would be you have to make your payment each month. On a reverse mortgage, you must pay your taxes and insurances like you do in any other loan, but you have to pay your taxes and insurances, and you also have to make sure that the property is still kept up.
So as you sit with these older individuals and their families, what types of things do you tell them that really put their minds at ease?
I think the first thing is me sitting across from them.
Right.
I mean, that mm-hmm. puts them at ease. And they're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it. And my goal is that when they walk out the door, they know far more about reverse mortgages than they did mm-hmm. when they first came in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really my goal.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
at that point in time, I think that then takes away their nervousness. They may decide that it's not the right time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They may look at the numbers and say, you know, it makes sense for us to do this maybe in 3 years, and our assets can take us through. Or they look at it and go, I'm just not sure I wish to do this. I may be putting my house on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, at least they had an educated decision that
right.
they could
mm-hmm.
look forward and make a decision because they now understand the reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what I do have, as I said, quite a few families that call. And I'll sit down with the sons, the daughters, mm-hmm. the mother, the father, and go over the whole program. At times I've had grandchildren there. Yeah. They're early 20 and 30 grandchildren mm-hmm. That will come in and really pepper me with questions, mm-hmm. which is really very good because they're looking mm-hmm. out for their parents or grandparents.
And that's always good to include all of the family because you could be saying one thing to the people and then whisper down the lane, you know, and they might have the questions and be, you know, kind of wary about what's going on for mom and dad. So that really
Absolutely.
Is helpful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I've done that certainly on many occasions, and in several of them, the adult children, it seemed, were looking for houses. Well, I could help them with their first mortgage, too. So it was, and again, it was somebody that they trusted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and when I am talking with people, there's no charge for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Honestly, the charge comes, so to speak, is when that loan goes to closing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in addition to the reverse mortgages, what other aspects do you handle?
Regular first mortgages, mm-hmm. home equity lines of credit,
okay.
So subordinate financing, so many different things that have to do with lending.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do want to state this as far as the reverse is concerned, and frankly, any type of lending. Unfortunately, we cannot, there are certain property types that we cannot do,
okay. mm-hmm.
and that would be there are several over 55 communities in the general area
mm-hmm.
where people own their home but not the land upon which it sits.
Okay.
And because there is no real estate, mm-hmm. because that's the land, mm-hmm. I cannot help them with a reverse mortgage or a home equity loan. They'd have to do a consumer loan.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real estate.
Do you keep in touch with people after the process?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Uh-huh.
People, I like to hear from them, and they okay. like to hear from me.
Because you have worked on the relationship. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Good.
And there's a trust.
Mm-hmm.
There is a trust. And to get back to the trepidation, I think you have to look at people and their mindset. I think one of the things that, and I think this holds true more for older people. When I say older, I'll say 77 and above,
mm-hmm.
is there is certainly a feeling of that if there's one thing that they were taught in life, it is to leave the home to their children. And it can be a very big stumbling block for them. You know, the adult children may be saying to them, Mom, this is what we need to do because mm-hmm. we can't help you and you want to stay in your home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very hard decision, especially when you're taught that your whole life.
Right. It's a certain mindset. Just like you hear, I never want to go into a nursing home, same type of a thing.
No
They've
question
been,
about
you know,
it.
Just no brainwashed down through the years, so to speak. So.
Absolutely.
So do you hear a lot of positive comments after the fact?
I do.
Okay.
I do. People are glad that they did it. They're looking to the fact that they no longer have a mortgage payment, and I'll clarify that. If people do have a current mortgage on their home or home equity loan, we can do the loan as long as I have sufficient funds in my calculation, remember age and value, if I have sufficient funds in my calculation to pay off that existing loan in full.
Mm-hmm.
So some people come and look at the reverse mortgage because they can no longer pay the mortgage debt or the home equity debt or the credit card debt. And that's why they're coming. They're looking to reducing debt. Other people, their home is paid off, and it may be one person living in the home, and that one income coming in is simply not sufficient. And I would say in this general area, what has become tougher is more and more people move out here. Well, that means more and bigger high schools. And, of course, the taxes have gone up dramatically for people in the last 10 years, and it's a struggle.
Right, to figure, and they hadn't factored that in.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And the other thing they hadn't factored in is there are quite a few people that that took quite a financial hit five, six, 7 years ago.
Right.
They were no longer working, so they couldn't replenish. And they also are folks that are looking because their liquid assets are very low.
Right. I think a lot of people out there are in for a huge awakening as the baby boomers get older and just try and make ends meet. So
I would agree. And, I've also seen the folks looking at the reverse mortgage as getting younger.
That's almost like you're sending them a life preserver in certain situations. Like,
absolutely.
Here's a way out. Please consider this.
Right.
It's a sensitive product, but let me walk you through it and explain to you what it's all about. Ask all your questions, and then you make the decision and bring whoever you want into that.
And you bring up a very good point. People will say, what would you do? And I say, ma'am, sir, I this is your... You know, this is your home. This is your future. I certainly can explain and answer all the questions I can technically, but I certainly cannot help. I said, if you want your financial advisor, your accountant, your neighbor to come in and talk with me, I'll be glad to talk with them.
Right.
But I simply cannot make any decisions.
That's like going to the doctor and saying, well, would you send your mother to that surgeon or whatever? Yeah, it's very tricky, so you have to be careful. So, so is there a really huge market out there to be considered for these?
Well, I think it's a growing market. I don't know that it's huge. As I said, if people are able to make their payment, their bill payments, and there's really not a struggle, there's really not a reason to look into it. And given the numbers, I think most people are solvent. And they don't they're not looking at the reverse mortgage to help them through any financial challenges. And some people, back to the point that you had mentioned earlier, Kim, some people do want to go into communities. They sell their home by choice, and there are other people where the adult children may say this may be the best choice for you as their parents get up in years.
But as they age, there's just it's very overwhelming, all of it. So to have someone like yourself who can sit down calmly, reasonably, just in an educational fashion to explain it to them, to develop that trust, and just have all their questions answered, I think that's a real plus for what you're doing.
And I thank you. I mean, it is, I've seen all different types of situations. And I think, for people, I think the older population is the strongest population that we have. And, I'm going to be overwhelmed right now, but I think they are.
Okay.
I think they are just so strong and able to. They just have good values about them, and they're just. I'm always amazed.
It sounds like, Mary, you come along as a consultant. That you're just more than there to sell a product. You're there to offer solutions.
And this is what I say to people. I do quite a few presentations. I really don't sell the reverse mortgage. I educate people. But I will say the closest I come to a sale is when I speak with people and say, here's my sales pitch. If you were interested in doing this, I'd like it if you could go through me. That's it.
So to whom do you give presentations?
Pardon?
To whom do you give
presentations? Well, I just recently was at Generations in Souderton.
Okay.
And then I have something lined up in Silverdale. I believe there's a senior center there. Harleysville, we're going to be talking in the fall. So
So it's less intimidating in a group like that. And then from that, I'm sure, you can develop some other people just to sit down individually.
And what is nice in the senior centers, I'm not coming in just talking at the lunchtime, which would be very nice, but they are specifically having people. I'm coming in at this time if you wished the presentation register.
Right.
So it is for people who are interested. And, in fact, I had a presentation last week, and I've already spoken to two of the couples.
Okay, excellent.
Because they did go with the intent of learning more about it.
Right, excellent. Well, you're very good at what you do in terms of how you are explaining things, and there's a calmness about you, so I can see that people would really relate to you that way.
Oh, thank
so that's
you.
Excellent.
I mean, the big thing for people to remember with the reverse is, if nothing else, age and value will determine how much available to you. The older you are, the more money available, simply because if you compare someone a 62-year-old person to an 82-year-old person, the law of averages tell me the 62-year-old person is going to live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, I've got to mitigate our risk and mm-hmm. less money available because mm-hmm. they're going to be living longer.
Right.
So it's age and value. And again, as long as you live in your primary home, there's no required repayment. With that being said, because there's no payment coming in, you do have a rising loan balance because interest is being added to the principal that you've taken out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you've been very clear on that. If anyone were interested as a result of hearing you today and would want to get in touch with you, what would be the best way to do that, Mary?
The best way to do that, you can always call Univest Bank and Trust and ask for Mary Spencer. And my direct line is 267-994-7638. That's 267-994-7638, and my name is Mary Spencer.
All right. Just before we close, Mary, just a final question. Are there any requirements prior to a formal application?
And thank you for asking. Yes, there are. Once the family sits down with me and they have a good idea of how the program works, it is required and part of the program that they be counseled by a non-interested third party to go over the program with them, make sure they understand it, and they do an added piece that I do not do. They go over their budget with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose there is to determine that this is a viable program for them to consider. The counseling is some are free, some have costs. That may be an upfront cost, as some counselors require the funds upfront. Some will take the fee and have it added to the closing costs and have it wrapped into the loan. But it is a requirement that everyone that does a reverse mortgage be counseled. And once they go through that counseling, they can do it over the phone. Then we can sit down and make formal application.
So exactly who are these non-interested third parties?
Well, there's a group in Philadelphia called Clarify. They're counseling agencies, credit counseling agencies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And not all credit counseling agencies offer the reverse mortgage counseling, but I have a list that I give the homeowner of the approved counseling agencies in the Commonwealth.
Okay, excellent. That's really good information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary Spencer from Univest Bank and Trust. We thank you so much for coming today and informing us and our listeners about reverse mortgages.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.